Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me. If you're listening or watching, we are doing our devotional from the Suffer Well devotional series. And I remind you, this was written by a desperate man in prison, pulled away from his family, his children, and his wife, given these wise words of wisdom. So we're going to read the devotional, and then we're going to get into the teaching this morning or this day, wherever you're listening from. It starts off, the name of it is The Way of Man. And there's these scenes. And scene one, it says, two men are on an inhibited island. Uninhibited island. One man says to the other, we are never going to get rescued from this island. The other man replies, don't worry, I tithe. What, says the first man, what does tithing have to do with us getting off the island? The tither explains, I make $100,000 a month. Perplexed, the first man says, since you make $100,000 a month, Yahweh is going to rescue us? Question mark. The tither looks amused and says, no, my pastor will. Think about what perception this gives you. What, if anything, is healthy in any of the mindsets portrayed in the above conversations? Pray and stock wisdom above the true way of the Father. For the word of Yahweh is living and powerful, and is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even a division of the soul and spirit, and joints and marrows, and this connector of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews 4:12. So as I read Hebrews 4:12 again, I want to explain this about words and the words that come out of our mouth and what we say and what we think and what we do. Hebrews 4:12 in the New Living Translation says, for the word of Yahweh is alive and powerful. You hear that? The word is alive and powerful. You see, that's what people don't understand. They don't know Yahweh. When they're reading the scriptures, they're just words on paper. But when you know Him, they come alive. And they're full of power. Every single word, the word of Yahweh is alive and full of power. Hallelujah. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. You can't hold it on either side. It'll cut either way. Cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. That's what the word does. The word of Yahweh, this is the word of our Heavenly Father that He had given us. This is the sword that He's given us to protect and to be on the offense against the enemy. It says in Isaiah 49, verse 2, He made my words of judgment as sharp as a sword. He has hidden me in the shadow of His hand. I am like a sharp arrow in His quiver. And then it goes on to say in Jeremiah 23, verse 29, does not my word burn like fire, says Yahweh? It is not like a mighty hammer that smashes a rock into pieces. Do you understand the importance of the holy word of our Creator? When you read your scriptures, you're not just reading a story. You're reading the living words of our Creator. Every single word has life to it. Life to it. Moving. Power that has a power in every single word. That's what we have to understand. 1 Corinthians 14:24 and 25 says, but if you are prophesying and unbelievers or people who don't understand these things come into your meeting, they will be convicted of sin and judged by what you say. As they listen, their secret thoughts will be exposed, and they will fall to their knees and worship Yahweh, declaring, Yahweh is true here among you. The words we speak have power. We need to think about the words that come out of our mouth. We need to think about the words that Yahweh writes on His paper. We need to understand how the heart is connected to the tongue and the words we speak. Ephesians 6:17 says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. The sword of Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. Now, I want to read something to you here about that in this book here, Biblical Foundations to Freedom. I love this book. It says, the sword of the Spirit. Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Yahweh. The sword of the Spirit is the word of Yahweh, but the belt of truth and shield of faith are also the word. How are they different? First, the sword is both a defense and offensive weapon. You don't put on the sword and helmet. You take them. The second difference is uncovered by the word study. The Greek word in Ephesians 6:17 for word is rhema. It refers to the spoken word. When we put on the belt of truth or the shield of faith, we put on the logos, the entirety of Scripture. Using the sword of the Spirit requires quoting individual verses or passages as the Spirit brings them to mind when they are needed. If we hide Yahweh's word in our hearts, as we are attacked, the Holy Spirit brings mind to a specific verse or passage of Scripture that we can use to defeat the enemy. The Greek word for sword is makarera. It means knife or dirk, a short sword used by Roman soldiers in hand-to-hand combat. It is required skill and practice. Yahweh's armor places the sword of truth in the scabbard hung from the belt of truth. Individual verses held in the whole of his word. The belt held the breastplate of righteousness in place. Yahweh has a plan that we can tap into this spiritual warfare. In Luke 4 verses 1 to 13, Yeshua used specifically scriptures to defeat the enemy, Satan. It is critical that we are skilled in knowing and using the word of Yahweh. We must know how to test our thoughts and actions, comparing them to the plumb line of Yahweh's truth. We need to know which word to pull out to defeat Satan in each situation. As we mature in Yeshua, our sword or knowledge of his word grows. We begin as a small dagger and hopefully grow into a large two-handed sword that will defeat every wile of the devil. We must study and show ourselves approved workmen rightly divided in the word. It is also important to recognize and use the gifts of the Holy Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians 12. Among those gifts are words of knowledge and prophecy. Yahweh desires to speak to each of us today. His spoken or rhema word has not passed away, but we must remember to test all things back to his written word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to understand there's the words and the sword and the idea that we're discussing here. In 1 Peter 1, verses 23, it says, for you have been born again, but not to a life that will quickly end. Your new life will last forever because it comes from the eternal living word of Yahweh. The eternal living word of Yahweh, hallelujah. His word is living. And Proverbs, another word for wisdom, says, as a face is reflecting in water, so the heart reflects the real person. Remember, your heart is connected to your tongue, and the words are coming out of your mouth are the words that your heart is feeling and thinking, and it must be filled with Scripture. It must be filled with Scripture. There's power in the word. Power in the word. And we need to understand that. Proverbs 11:9 says, evil words destroy one's friends. Wise discernment rescues the godly. Proverbs 15:4 says, gentle words bring life and health. A deceitful tongue crushes the spirit. Proverbs 16:24 says, kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. And Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. We must remember to build our relationship with Yahweh and even each other up with the words we speak. They're powerful. Every word of our mouth should be edifying to Yahweh. Proverbs 18:4 says a person's words can be a life-giving water. Words of true wisdom are as refreshing as bubbling brook. Remember the words. How many of us are reading and focusing on the words? Proverbs 12:18 says there is one who speaks rashly like he thrusts a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to guard our mouth. We need to guard our words and think about it. It says in Proverbs 21:23, whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps him out of trouble. We need to understand the tongue. And when we think about the sword, we need to see in James 3:5, it says, in the same way the tongue is a small thing that makes grand speeches, but a tiny spark can set a great forest fire. We need to make sure the words that will come in our mouth are Yahweh's words. Matthew 4:4 says, but he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. Hallelujah. These words are everything. That's why it's important to read the scriptures. Psalms 119:105 says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. As we walk in the darkness, the word is a light. It's not just a book that you're opening. It's life. The life is in the word. When we were on death row and we died, Yeshua didn't say you're free to go live the life you were living before. He said, no, I'm going to give you a guideline of how to live your life now. The word is the instructions, and that's the Torah, the first five books of the scriptures. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. And 1 Corinthians 1:18 says, for the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to understand the words, and it's our words that reveal our heart. Colossians 4:6 says, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, as you may know how you ought to answer each person. John 15:3 says, already you have clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. The words we must understand. That is what's going to help us in those situations in our life when we're stressed out and we don't understand, or when the enemy tries to attack us. We have his words to protect us, his words that are there, because not only are they life, but they give us life. His words are true and real. People come to me and they say they're stressed or they're worried. I said, do you believe in Yeshua? Do you believe in the word of Yahweh? What do you have to be stressed about? Trust in the word. Psalm 55:22 says, cast your burden on Yahweh and he will sustain you and never permit the righteous to be moved. Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Psalms 55:22. And Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, all people. Pour your hearts before him because he is our refuge. Where am I getting this from? From the living word of our Elohim, of our creator. And I tell you all now that are anxious or stressed out or worrying about things of this world. Philippians 4:6-7 in the word says, do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation through prayer and repetition with thanksgiving, tell your request to Yahweh. Tell him your request. Psalms 94:19 says, when he caresses my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are ready to trust in the word of our wonderful creator? How many of you are ready to believe him? Romans 12:2 warns us not to conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what Yahweh's will is, good, pleasing, and perfect. His word is perfect, and everything in his word is perfect. Everything in his word is alive. Everything in his word is real. It says in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. We need to have a mind fixed on the words. When Yeshua was tempted by Satan, it was scripture that made Satan go away. He answered him with scripture. That's the answer. It's in the word. It's in the word. That's what we need to understand. And prayerfully today, we're listening to the word and we're understanding the word. Understanding that Yahweh alone has given us every single thing we need in that sword, in that word. And it says in Proverbs 3:5, to trust in him with all our heart and do not rely on our own understanding, but to rely on his holy words of scripture. His holy word of scripture. In 1 Corinthians 12:26, it says, if one part suffers, every part suffers. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. We need to edify and uplift each other with the word of our Creator. Proverbs is wisdom. Wisdom. In word form, Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no guidance, my people fails. But in an abundance of counsels, there is safety. The word is our guidance. It's our tutor. It tells us how to live. That's what the Torah is. It's the foundation of all scripture. That's what it is. That's what it is. And we need to edify each other and lift each other up. That is our protection from the enemy. That is how we will survive. That's what we must understand. The evil one cannot touch those that are in Yahweh's word and those that believe and trust and put it into action. And those that believe it, no harm will come upon them. Psalms 121, 7, verses 7 to 8 says, Yahweh keeps you from all harm and watches over your life. Yahweh watches over you as you come and go, both now and forever. That is the word. That's our Creator speaking to us. There's nothing to fear, worry, or stress about when you understand that our Creator is watching over us. Every step we take, He is directing if we let Him direct it. It says in Proverbs 1, verses 33 to 34, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear or harm. My son, you receive my words and treasure up my commands with you. How many of you today are receiving his word? How often do you read his word every single day? How often do you have scriptures written down every single day? How much faith and trust are you putting in the holy words of our Creator? Every single day. Do you want to go to sleep at night with no fear, no danger, and just sleep beautifully at night? Proverbs 19:23. The fear of Yahweh will help you lead to that. Our words are so powerful. We need to speak these things and speak righteousness and understand and have scriptures flying off our tongues. The songs we sing should have words of righteousness in it. Praise songs and hallelujah. And the scriptures say all the time to praise. Praise, praise, praise. Sing, sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Proclaim his good news, his Yahshua, his salvation. Hallelujah. Proverbs 12:21 says, no harm comes to the godly, but the wicked have their fill of trouble. And Ecclesiastes 8:5 says, whoever obeys his command will come to no harm. And the wise heart will know the proper time and procedure. Here's the problem. People today aren't reading the word. They might open it one day a week if they're in church. Most people have a Bible in their house collecting dust in some drawer or something. Most people aren't reading the word. They don't know the word. If you don't know the word, you don't know Yahweh. If you don't know the word, you don't know Yahweh. Yahweh is alive. His word is alive. And if the word is dead to you, Yahweh is dead to you. You need to understand what the word says. Some people say, I don't need the word. His spirit speaks to me. Well, I'll tell you what. You need to confirm that in scripture that that's the right spirit speaking to you. Because if it's not confirmed in the word, if the word goes against what you're hearing, that's not the spirit of Yahweh speaking to you. So you need to get right with this and understand this. You need to understand everything Yahweh wants for you and for your life. And he gives it to you. And he tells you the Torah. He tells you how to live your life. He tells you what to do and how to do it. It's one thing to hear the word and not do it. But it's a whole nother thing to not even take the time to even look at the word. And unfortunately, that's the situation most people are in today. That's the situation most people rather choose. They say they don't have time to read their scriptures or pray, but they have time to watch a basketball game or some soap opera or even the news, which is the world's biggest soap opera. The problem is they fear some virus more than they fear sin and our Creator. They see somebody walking down the street that has a virus and they get all scared and they want to run the other way and put all this protection on themselves. But they see a sinner walking down the street and they don't even care. They become friends with that sinner. They should be running away from that sinner and protecting themselves from that sinner. Sin is more contagious than any virus. That's what's happening in this world today. It's backwards. And it stems from not listening and understanding the word of our Creator. We need to get back to His word. Isaiah 8:10 says, devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Purpose your plan, but it will not stand. For Yahweh is with us. Psalms 27:1 said, a psalm of David, Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Well, if you have the words and you know our Creator, that's the heart you're going to have. We take refuge in Yahweh and His word. His word, a lamp to our feet, a light into our path. Remember this. Remember these things. Every situation, His word says, can turn around to something good. There's nothing to fear or worry about today. There's no anxiety. There's no stress. There's no worry about what we're going to catch or we're going to lose our job or something like this. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that for those who love Yahweh, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. And I ask you this morning, if you truly love Him, why are not you reading His word? Why are not you taking the time to read His word daily? Why don't you know these things? To say you love Him, but you're not interested in reading what He has to say. To say you even read it once and you're done with it. But then you can go watch your favorite movie 5 times. You can listen to your favorite song 100 times. You can read your favorite book 2 times. But then you only read the Bible once? That's not good enough. That's not good enough. And just to read the Bible is not good enough. We need to follow His word. We need to listen and do. It's an action word. Understand and do. And keep His commandments. His holy commandments. I pray this is getting through to you today. I know some of you are busy. Some of you get sidetracked. Some of you have other obligations. But no obligation. Nothing else in your life should be more important than spending time with our Creator. In reading His word and in prayer. Nothing should be more important to Him. For Job said, I esteem the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. His words were more important than Job's life. That's the heart we need. I esteem the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. That word necessary means everything. Because without that word, there's no significance to the whole scripture. I esteem the words of His mouth more than my necessary food. And we think about this. While that Bible sitting next to you, and you're looking at stuff on the internet that means nothing, and you're listening to people and having conversations that mean nothing, if Yeshua, our very Messiah, was sitting next to you trying to talk to you, would you tell Him to hold on and start watching something on the internet? Or would you tell Him to hold on and start talking to somebody about something that means nothing? Well, when you're reading the word, you're sitting with Yeshua. You're sitting with our Heavenly Father, and He's trying to speak to you. People say, when I pray, I don't hear from Him. If you're not reading His word, how do you expect to hear from Him? That's how He's speaking to you. That's how He's speaking to us. He's showing us what He wants, when He wants, and how He wants it. We need to get serious about His word. Serious about His word. We need to read it. Nobody should have a Bible that looks like it's in brand new condition. It should be worn out. Worn out from reading it so much. And pray. We should be praying to our Creator. Speaking to Him. More than speaking to anyone else. We should be speaking to our Creator. And having conversation with Him. How many of you are doing that? Where are your priorities in life? And that's just going to determine everything. Singing to Him. Speaking to Him. Praying to Him. Reading His word. And spending time with Him. This has needs to be restored in our lives. And that's what repentance is about. Don't wait until you're at the bottom of the barrel. Don't wait until you're in a death situation. Don't wait. Do it now. Give praise and thanks to him for the wonderful things you have in your life. And speak to him daily. And read his word daily so he could speak to you and be blessed by that. It's such a blessing that I get to read these scriptures every day to you. And that many of these teachings have so many scriptures in them to let you know the importance of the sword of the word that can defend and also destroy the enemy and defend us. And then we could use Yahweh. It says he's our rock and our redeemer, and he hides us under his wing and protects us. What do we have to fear? Why should we have anxiety? I'm not worried about anything that the news or the media says today. I got my creator protecting me. How do I know that? Because the word says that. When people say, how do you know that? I say, because that's what God's word says. How do you know it's true? Because he's living. His word is living. And he's proved it to my life because he's restored my life. And he'll restore yours also. Because when I died with Yeshua, I rose with Yeshua. And I have a new life and I'm born again. And you could be also. But you got to understand and read his holy word. Hallelujah. Lives are transformed by his word. By his word. His word is his spirit speaking to you. We need to get that and understand that. And I pray this is speaking to you this morning. The majority of the things I say are scriptural and giving you scripture. They're all scriptural, but I'm giving you scripture to back them up. If anyone has comments or questions, you could always contact me, but take it to the word and to the Father and read his holy word every single day and be blessed by them. All right, this is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. You can see more of these devotionals at our website, TorahLifeMinistries.org. You could also listen to us on the radio daily in South Florida. We're on every morning and every evening. And you could also just come to our website and bless us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistry. It's my honor to get up and read the word every single day, to learn more about our creator. And it's a love story. And when you love someone, you want to know as much about them as possible. If somebody gave you a letter explaining everything about the person you're in love with before you knew them, or as you were getting to know them, you'd read it with enthusiasm. And that's what we have to do with our creator's word. Read it with enthusiasm so we can know more and more about Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all. And may these words penetrate your heart today. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Timmy, say, there is power in the name of Jesus.